Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM was.
Hey, time to welcome in Kenny Wallace, FS1, Fox Sports 1. Pride of Arnold, Missouri, even though he lives in Imperial, we've kind of given him a special waiver. Tuesdays with Kenny, one of our favorite times of the week. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good. I'm outside because I don't know what the temperature is, but feel-wise, it feels like 78 degrees. It's hot, sunny, and mind-boggling. I can't believe it's like that. It's December pretty soon. What's going on here in St. Louis?
It's a little crazy, but it's nice. It's really what we should be doing is getting those outdoor lights put up because there'll be no excuse in a week when it's freezing.
Yes, I'm absolutely loving it. So I was spreading a little gravel on a road that I have here next to my house, and I noticed one of my fences kind of got beat up. Let me get out of the wind here. It's nice and warm, but it is windy, that's for sure. And then and let me see, as I look up at the race shop, my crew chief, Joey Walsh, is washing the race car truck and trailer because in 2 weeks, one of the biggest events in St. Louis racing history, and that's no exaggeration, December 14th, 15th, 16th, inside the Dome where the Rams used to play, we will be racing full-blown race cars for the second year in a row. And, man, it was one hell of a show last year. It's called the Gateway Dirt Nationals, and it's coming back because it was a total success last year. And I guess Joey wants the truck and trailer to look good when we pull it into the convention center there. And then we unload the race cars, and then we drive the race cars out of the convention center down 6th Street, something like that, and then inside the Dome. And it's getting close. It's a pretty exciting time.
How fast can you get going? I mean, if you're racing inside the Dome, circling around, how fast can you get going? Are you just constantly in turn motion?
Yeah, it's almost a physical workout for sure. It's as if you're working out. You know, Martin, when you get the tracks that small, we don't even pay attention to the speed because it's so exciting. It's such close quarters, you know. It would probably disappoint people. I mean, I don't even know if we get up to 70 mile an hour, but when you line up, 20 on a small racetrack like that, all hell breaks loose and the fans are on their feet. And, you know, it pays a lot of money to win, you know, pays, I believe, $30,000 to win. And, so it's a fun time. And, now what's exciting about this dirt race down at the Dome on December 14th, 15th, and then the grand finale is the 16th. Is there really is people coming in from all over the world because this is a very unique event. Now, we have one called the Chili Bowl down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but it's a much smaller venue and it's very successful. But this is the first one that's really stuck with full-bodied race cars. I mean, we're racing full-blown, you know, like street car type bodies, you know. So this one is really, really stuck and there's people from all over the world coming and, you know, I know they've already sold some 50,000 tickets.
Kenny, I'm guessing over the course of your life and career, you've driven almost every type of vehicle and race car. And I'm wondering, because you mentioned the Dome, they have those monster truck rallies. Have you ever driven one of those monster trucks?
You know, I never have. I'm kind of afraid of them because I know they take a technique. You know, it's not all about being brave. I mean, I guess you do have to be brave, but you know, they got real big springs, real big shocks to absorb, you know, the blow. I know I had a buddy used a crew chief for the late, great Dale Sr. His name was Kevin Hamlin. They were putting on a display down at the Talladega Speedway, and he darn broke his back you know, he didn't, I guess he didn't have a seat right, didn't do something right, but I love them. They're a hell of a show. I know that they pack them in at the Dome, you know, for the Monster Jam trucks. And but I've never drove one. I've never had desire. Maybe if I was a little bit younger, but at 54, I'll just watch.
This time of year in the NASCAR world, are they doing off-season maneuvering? Like we think about baseball and the Cardinals and, hey, who are you going to go out and get? Are the different teams, whether it's Gibbs, are they cutting deals, dropping drivers, or did that already kind of take place?
Well, both. The driver deal is 98% done. There's one last piece of the puzzle in the NASCAR world. Gene Haas, and that's called Stewart Haas Racing. So Tony Stewart and Gene Haas, they're both owners, and they still haven't signed Kurt Busch, who is a NASCAR champion. And that's got everybody wondering what's going to happen with the number 41 car. Gene Haas, he's a very wealthy man, but he doesn't really have good sponsorship for that car, and it seems like he doesn't want to shut it down. And I think they're negotiating with Kurt Busch to take way less money. And so that's the big topic during the wintertime. Kurt Busch is not signed. Now, there are some crew chief changes, you know, equal to a managerial change, you know, in other sports. So we just had Matt Borland, who left Richard Childress Racing and went over to the Geico car, you know, the famous insurance-sponsored car, and that is Ty Dillon. So yeah, that's where we're at right now. That's really the only big news. I guess the bigger news right now is the banquet. Or not? They call in at the award show because there's not going to be any food involved. Thursday night, I believe, on NBCSN, the NASCAR banquet. We will be, you know, paying tribute to our champion Martin Truex and giving him a big trophy and millions of dollars. So that's the big thing going on in the NASCAR world this Thursday night.
You know, baseball has their winter meetings where all the executives, they all get together and they meet in the lobby of, you know, the Ritz or wherever and talk trades. I think NASCAR should have winter meetings, but it should be like at a Stuckey's in Alabama, you know? Just go old school.
You know, yeah. You know what's funny about that is we don't have winter meetings, so to speak, but on the down low, they have created the Drivers Council. And this is something that's not talked about a lot. You know, I guess the networks don't see fit to really report on it. But they started this about 2-3 years ago. And there'll be like maybe 6 or 7 drivers, and they will meet with the NASCAR executives. And that's a big deal because, you know, NASCAR has always been, you know, run by one family. Now, they try to separate themselves. They have the word NASCAR, and that's owned by the France family. And then they have what they call ISC, and that's International Speedway Corporation. And they own some of the racetracks. They like to keep them separate, but we're not that gullible. So they do have some meetings on the down low.
Tuesdays with Kenny. Kenny Wallace with us. He's going to be gone next week going on vacation. Can you announce your plans?
Oh, now stop it. I'm not that big time. I am going to Jamaica. We were going to Mexico, but then the United States put out some type of scary travel situation about 2-3 months ago. So we said, well, listen, we love Mexico, but if they deem it a little bit dangerous right now, we're going to switch our plans, go to Jamaica. And Montego, is that where we're going, Montego Bay? So we're going to go over there and have a good time. We're leaving Sunday, and we won't be smoking any dope. I can't do that, but I know they have a good time over there.
Kenny, I went to Jamaica. I think it was 11 years ago for a wedding. A buddy of mine from college got married there. Fantastic time. And it's just kind of crazy, though, when you're I'll tell you what, speaking of NASCAR and racing, just wait till you drive on the roads to get to the resort and you see the cab drivers, like, going past each other and you think they're going to collide. But it was a crazy fun time. I remember we drank Red Stripe beer the entire time for, like, 4 days straight. And since then, I don't think I've ever had a Red Stripe afterwards because I had so much.
Well let me interview you for a minute. Like, marijuana, do they call that? What's ganja? Is ganja the same thing as marijuana over there?
Yes.
Ganja. Why do they call it ganja?
I don't know the answer to that. But we would have people.
Spags.
Our resort.
Who laughed? Who's laughing?
That's Gardner.
Gardner, producer Chris Gardner's laughing.
Chris is.
I think I'm going to Google. I'm going to Google ganja while we're talking here.
So I will be staying. I will be. Listen, this is the first time I've heard all about it. People say do this all inclusive deal. So we go on a cruise every year. Well, all my redneck beer drinking buddies, they get mad because all they want to do is drink, and I want to party and dance and go to the islands. But my buddies from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and down here around Jefferson County, they want to go on the all inclusive because you can just drink all the beer you want and just, you know, get hammered. And I mean, I like drinking beer, but I'm not into getting hammered. You know, I like to know what I'm up to. I like to just have a little fun. So we will try this all inclusive and see how it goes.
You know, I'm actually struggling in the spelling of ganja because I tried G-A-N-G-A. This is how. What's that?
G-A-N-G-A.
Okay, G-A-N.
I only went 1 through 12 at Fox High School. I would go G-A-N-G-A or G-A-N-J-A.
J-A, there you go. That is the answer there.
According to Urban Dictionary, it says the word ganja actually comes from the word Ganges, as in their
Ganges River.
Yeah, referring to that river, which is a river in India where cannabis indica grew naturally.
And it said the word is Hindu.
Yeah, hemp is the Sanskrit word for hemp is ganja, and hemp being obviously the male plant.
And then we learned something on the midday.
and then they use it in the sentence. Yaman, smoke. I dig ganja all day long. That's the actual sentence they put in here.
See, that's and Kenny, when we were staying here, this is 11 years ago. We were at a very nice resort, but I'm telling you, right next to the resort, if you look to the right or to the left, was like a shanty town. Was just people living in shacks, and so they weren't supposed to, but they'd kind of meander over to the beach from the resort, and everybody, I'm telling you, it's not a cliche. Every single person wanted to sell you marijuana. And they all said, hey, man, you want some smoke? Or they'd try to have a sentence to kind of like their opener, like, hey, man, you like Kobe Bryant? And we'd be like, sure. Okay, you want some smoke? Like, literally, every single person. I'm telling you, it's not a cliche. It happened. Every single person tried to sell us marijuana.
Kenny will be wearing a Cardinals head like, hey, man, you going to get stent? You want to get high?
Yeah.
Kenny's going to say, the only thing I burn is rubber.
That's right. Oh, that's a good one. I know that we've been to all the islands, been doing this. You know, we've gone at least 30 cruises. And one thing that we do like is when the ladies come around with the, they come around this nasty smelling stuff that comes out of the leaves, and you know, you get a massage on the beach. But it's better than moisturizer, but it just smells like crap. But it's like, do I want to smell like crap and feel good? Because that's kind of like what you debate when they. They come to the beach, you know. It almost looks like a corn stalk. And when they start peeling the layers back, it's this, it's this moisturizer, and then that's how they give you a massage. Will they do that down there, Charlie?
You know, I didn't get one, but I'm sure you could probably work that out. I think if you have enough money, you could probably get anything.
Yeah. Well, we'll just chill out. I'm going to get to know my wife again because, you know, Kim likes to do everything with groups, and this is, you know, we're going to be in one room, and she's got to look at me in the eyeball, and then no making wreaths. You know, that's what she does. She makes wreaths. Got the grandbaby every Tuesday and Wednesday. We have Charlotte right now. So it's going to be kind of unique. I might get to know my wife a little better.
Oh, the lovely Kim. And we will have the lovely Kim on the show at some point. You guys have a great trip, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too.
All right, there he is, Kenny Wallace, Tuesdays with Kenny. You learned a little something on the show. I didn't know how to spell ganja. That's how hip I am. I was typing in ganga, G-A-N-G-A.
Isn't that a game where you pull the little wood blocks out?
Oh, Jenga. Jenga. Love that game. Sponsors this hour include Offenburg Hyundai, O'Fallon, Illinois. Your next purchase for your next vehicle, head over to the original Hyundai dealer in this area. That is Offenburg Hyundai. Great cars. Great service after the sale, great value, all rolled into one. Highway 64, it's the Greenmount Road exit. Awesome selection of pre-owned vehicles, always on the lot. Check them out at OffenbergHyundai.com. And again, my alma mater, CBC, having the auction this weekend. And for you 7th graders, 6th graders, starting to think about high school, go online. Parents, have them check it out, cbchs.org. You can also find the student network. Cadets have the Cadet Student Network at cbccsn.com. All things cadets on the Cadets Student Network. Guardsy, are we going to grind today? Or a little time? We got time for a little grinder?
We have a little bit of time.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Going to try grinder for the first time.
All right, that Fred Thompson commercial. AAG reverse mortgages.
You said you had it.
I have about an 11-second clip. I listened to it briefly. I remember what bothered Rammer was something at the end, and I still can't remember the context of it, but here's that clip.
You know, some people have told me reverse mortgages sound too good to be true. I mean, you get cash out of your home, no monthly payments, and still own your home. There's got to be a catch, right, Jesse?
It was the right Jesse part.
Is Jesse a person?
I think it's a dog. I very specifically remember this running as an ad consistently during The Price is Right whenever I was sick.
Yeah.
Jesse was a dog.
Okay.
And he was talking to the dog and reacting with it.
Talking to the dog really about odd. Reverse mortgages.
Yeah, but that's a classic commercial that only runs from like 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that's it.
Okay.
Do people only watch The Price is Right when they're homesick from school?
Correct.
If you're younger than 47, yes.
And your mom brings you chicken noodle soup.
And some Jello.
Also, Frank, you guys have your parents staying home with you. Okay.
Also, if you have a Jesse, take him to a Kennelwood.
Who better to talk about reverse mortgages than with your dog? And then, like, the disclaimer would be like those ones now where you could die from. It's like, do not get actual financial advice from your canine.
It is actually interesting you bring that up, Martin, because I've been sitting on a commercial for a number of weeks that you brought to my attention for Bell Sorma. We've played these commercials before and listened to the disclaimers. And this one is about a minute long. It sets you up a little bit with what the drug actually does. And then you'll hear some of the side effects here as well. So tell me if this is something you might be interested in taking if you have to at some point. You might want to let the music down a little bit here, Rock, just so we can hear everything clearly.
Belsomra is a prescription medicine for adults who have trouble falling or staying asleep. Belsomra is thought to help turn down wake messages by targeting and inhibiting the action of orexin, a neurotransmitter that plays a central role in sending wake messages. Only Belsomra works this way.
Do not take Belsomra if you have narcolepsy. When taking Belsomra, don't drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully awake. Walking, eating, driving, or engaging in other activities while asleep without remembering it the next day have been reported.
What?
Belsomra should not be taken together with alcohol. Abnormal behaviors may include aggressiveness, confusion, agitation, or hallucinations.
Whoa.
The temporary inability to move while falling asleep or waking up and temporary leg weakness have also been reported. In depressed patients, worsening depression, including risk of suicide, may occur. Alcohol may increase these risks. Side effects include next day drowsiness.
Well, that's a...
sleep.
That's awesome.
Wait, I like how it basically tells you might be paralyzed at some point, and then at the very end, side effects might include drowsiness or next day drowsiness.
You've never woken up with sleep paralysis before?
I've had sleep paralysis while I was on an anti-anxiety medication.
But it made it sound like you might be up in the middle of the night but not realize, like, honey, what did you do last night? Looks like I made a 5-layer cake.
You know, at the same time, Charlie just was missing an excuse the entire month there. Sleep eating, Charlie. You gotta start putting that into the top echelon of your excuse packet.
So I'll tell you what.
I tell you what, I had crumbs on me the next morning. I didn't even
Now,
know what
sleep
happened.
Eating, is that like if I take a sandwich into bed with me, Maria's like, hey, don't eat with the sandwich in bed. You get the crumbs on the pillow. That commercial, though, to me, it was more about the fact that you had this melancholy waltz type music that's kind of making you feel good, but then you're listening about how this thing's going to kill you.
Side effects also include death.
Ah, sleep. I love that at the
end. Yeah, it's so restful.
It makes it sound like you could actually probably commit a murder, not meaning to do so, and not remember it the next day. I think someone might use this as a defense someday.
So you're telling me I'm taking medicine to sleep better, and yet I'm still going to get drowsy? That doesn't make sense, Reggie.
All right, wanted to add this to the end of the grinder. I know, Charlie, you put a poll up about Christmas trees.
Many polls up.
All right, so your Christmas tree poll basically is fake or real, right? Fake or real Christmas tree. You need to add to it, though.
Okay.
It's either going to be a fake tree, a real tree, or the Holmgren coaching tree.
Oh, I like that. Three polls out there. First one, if Ohio State beats Wisconsin by 17 points, who should get in the college football playoff? 11-1 Alabama. 85% of people think 11-1 Alabama should get in over 11-2 Ohio State. What's better, college football or the NFL? Almost 200 votes. 84% say college football. And the most important question, 426 votes. I'm surprised by this. 53% of people would prefer a fake Christmas tree to a real tree, and I think that is sacrilegious on a religious holiday.
We used to get a real tree when I was growing up, and we always had it on the second level. And at the time, we had like a small cabin in a lake and some land in Louisiana, Missouri. So when we get done with the real tree, we'd open the window on the second level, take out the screen, and my dad would chuck it into the front yard. And then we'd take that tree and take it up to the lake in Louisiana, throw it in the lake, and we would remember where we would put the different trees so that we knew where the fish would spawn.
Wow.
So then we'd be like, oh, let's go check out this spot this year. So we'd row the boat over there and kind of fish off that some.
Can't do that with a fake tree.
No, you can't.
Remember we caught all those fake fish in that one corner?
Old school. Like that is extremely old school to the point where you're throwing something away and then coming back months later because you know fish. That's old school.
I had that in me, did you?
No, that's the most like grizzly man thing you've ever done.
Don't say grizzly.
I realize that was a bad
thing. And then that one year, Ma was water skiing, blew out her meniscus because she ran into a Christmas tree.
Somebody also, they want maybe Martin to do the Fred Thompson line talking about Jesse in the Spags voice. I can't remember the exact
quote.
So if
Jesse were Reggie, right? I tell you what, we got a reverse. We get our money back, but we own it. Reggie, is this right?
I ran a reverse once with Tavon Austin for a 6-yard loss, but we gave him a contract extension.
That's the grinder.
All right. Thank you to all of our great sponsors. Another reminder, 1 week from today, December 5th, we're going to celebrate 84 years of the Prohibition repeal. You can join Budweiser and 590 The Fan. We're going to be at Filoni's all day long starting at 7 a.m. Yep, the morning after is going to start it out. Breakfast will be served. 590 The Fan is going to broadcast live all day, giving away ticket packages for some 2018 St. Louis Cardinals tickets. First 100 listeners that bring an unwrapped toy or a cash donation for Friends of Kids with Cancer, you can purchase the limited edition Repeal Reserve Amber Lager that's on sale that day at Filoni's for just 10 cents. Join 590 The Fan and Anheuser-Busch at the Budweiser Repeal Party. That's Filoni's December 5th starting at 7 a.m. And thanks to Ryan Kelly. He checked in with us earlier during the Frank Hour. 781-9700 or thehomeloanexpert.com. And Rankin Jordan bringing you 5 for Chuck. Bonus edition today. No 5 for Frank, 5 for Chuck. RankinJordan.org. More information about their gala that's coming up on January 13th. Also in need of some volunteers. Check them out. Please do. Great Pediatric Bridge Hospital helping the kids out. You can help by going to RankinJordan.org. Chuck, that'll do it. 3 hours in the... You were a little late, so you stay for 10 minutes to get to your third hour.
Will do.
The Hardline, coming up next on 590 The Fan.
Congratulations.